You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Time for us now to get into our next segment, which is the Ask a Pastor segment. This segment, as you well know by now, if you're a regular listener of the program, is a segment where we invite a pastor to come and answer your question. So if you have a question, please send it to us. My producer will find you a pastor, and the pastor will answer your question. And I will do my best to ask the pastor all the questions that I believe are necessary to satisfy your inquiry. I'll try and give as many perspectives in my inquiry so that you, who is not here, can get your answers from your question. And we do have for this week, Pastor Snetemba Bonagele. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So our question for today is, can someone find spiritual meaning in nature apart from religious settings?
If I were to answer it, the simple answer would be yes.
Okay.
And perhaps I need to qualify why I say yes. I think we've noticed that throughout the centuries, you know, humans have often, whenever they looked at nature, come to the conclusion that there is a higher being that exists.
Right.
And that's why, you know, in the world now, we have a number of religions that, you know, worship God and sometimes also worship nature.
Mm.
I will say that, because they looked at nature and said, no, there's something higher than I that exists here. And so I would say the simple answer is yes, based on that it has been happening for thousands of years. And even when you look at the Bible, for example, you get an author that looked at nature in Psalms 19 verse 1 and said, the heavens declare the glory of God,
right?
The sky so for me, I believe that nature in itself can draw one closer to God.
I hear you. I hear you. So when we go to this kind of spiritual meaning, what do we mean? I looked at the question and I thought to myself, I wonder what this person is referring to when they say spiritual meaning in nature. How did you understand that part of the question?
All right. When I looked at spiritual meaning, I understood it to mean, you know, when one gets to a sense of realizing that there is something larger than me that is at play, or a power greater than I, or something of that nature. I will admit I also stood for a good few minutes trying to understand what the spiritual meaning mean, but when I tried to delve into the topic and to look at it, I realized it's when one gets a sense of there's something greater than I. I'll give you an example of when one realized this. There's a story of a man who was an Anglican pastor, C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was an atheist, but as soon as his son was born, he came to the realization that there has to be a higher power. There has to be something greater than I. And that was his conversion point in terms of Christianity. So spiritual meaning is that when you start to realize from viewing nature that there has to be something higher than I that has created all of this beauty.
I'll tell you what the secular world, and when I say secular, I mean outside Christendom, we have faiths that worship the monkey because they're of the view there is some divine power in the monkey. There are some other faith communities that worship the elephant because they believe their deity manifests himself in the form of an elephant. Yet another community of believers that worship the cow, the ox, and they hold the view that their deity manifests himself in the form of an ox, and all of them therefore don't eat beef. Could this be spiritual meaning in nature?
In a sense, it is. In a sense, it is. They came to the realization that there's something greater than they were. But, you know, without formal religious setting, then it sort of becomes like the Wild West in terms of what you believe that entity is. You know, that's where pantheism comes from, where you start to then say, maybe God is in everything. Even this river is God. Maybe this tree is God. That's where animism, what you just mentioned, where you look at animals and say, maybe there's a spirit, there's God in those animals.
So, right.
So, yes, I would say you can get a sense of God in nature, but then you do, to some degree, need a formal religion to sort of direct you as to where or who that entity is, or it might end up in any direction.
Yeah. So, which brings me now to the biblical examples. We have biblical examples of men who went into the wild and they discovered some spiritual meaning. Of course, the obvious one is Jesus, Yeshua ben Joseph. He too had his wilderness experience for 40 days and 40 nights, and he derived some meaning, as the text suggests, or at least he preached some meaning to the devil. And then we have Paul of Tarsus, who himself went into his own wilderness experiences, plural, first of which was the Damascus experience. And then in the book of Galatians, he tells us he went into the wilderness where he went to Arabia. And then we have famous Moses, who went into his wilderness experience where he discovered God when he was staying with Jethro. Up the mountain, he saw God from a burning bush. And so we have another example of Elijah, who, for some reason, we trust and believe he was indeed having an encounter with God, fed by ravens and drinking from the brook while staying in a cave. Again, these are all experiences in nature where it is alleged people derived some spiritual meaning. Again, I ask, Mfundis, are these examples applicable today? Can someone experiences like these, and we recognize this person as having had an experience, a spiritual experience with nature?
Yes. Even though some may not, I'll tell you why I say yes. Perhaps let me put it this way. I was born in East London. In East London, we have the sea next to us. And I will admit, some of my sermons came when I was at the sea. You know, I'm someone who would love to drive and park the car next to the sea and just look at nature. And whenever I look at nature, I see the awesomeness of God, you know, God's handiwork. And that's where I would draw spiritual meaning. That's where, for me, even when I read my Bible, it would make more sense. So I would say those situations are applicable even to us today, because nature still exists even today. You know, we still have a lot from nature that we can learn. I remember a few years ago, we were looking at DNA, and we were so amazed that, you know, if this is a code, who is the coder?
Yeah.
And from that natural setting, it began to dawn on us that there has to be a greater power. If there's a code, someone wrote this code. And so nature, even today, can bring us closer to God. It can make us have a sense of understanding that there is a God.
So, of the examples of these men who had had a spiritual encounters and found some meaning in nature, my question was, can you experience that today? Is it possible for anyone to experience that kind of an encounter today?
I would say yes. I would say yes. The thing is, if God used those tools in the past, I see no reason why he cannot use them today. That is why I end up at the question or at the response of saying, yes, I do believe that God can use some of those mediums. He might not use them in the same way, but we've had stories and encounters from people that would not be believable, but and they would say you credit God for using nature,
to So there is a personal friend of mine who's close to me like a brother, who is or was a pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I will not name him because his name really is of very little essence to my question, but his experiences are such that he has been taken photographs of himself in a cave, for example, and everyone was abuzz. Why is he sleeping in a cave? And according to him, he was getting in touch with nature, seeking this spiritual meaning. Not too long ago, about a month ago, he had another video of him talking. He was in a river. And then he was in an ocean, and it was mud all over him, and he was talking about another experience, a spiritual experience with nature. And everyone seems to be de-recognizing his spiritual experiences with nature to the extent that they're saying he has gone on to the other side. He's no longer within Christianity, within the biblical confines. What is your take? I mean, where I'm standing, he seems to be going through Jonah's experience with water, Elijah's experience with the caves, and Jesus' experiences and Paul's experiences with the wilderness. What's your take?
My take on it is that as long as it brings you closer to God, I see no fault at it. As long as you are not worshiping the spiritual experience or the items that I used to think about that. You know, for example, I'll give you an example. I said I would go to the sea.
Right.
And whenever I'm there, you know, I think of God's awesomeness.
Mm.
But immediately when I start worshiping the sea, then that would have been the problem. But
right.
As long as that experience is bringing me closer to God,
right.
I see no issue. I see no issue.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps let me quantify it by saying or maybe quoting one author. You know, one author writes and says, "The things of nature are the Lord's silent ministers,
wow,
given us to teach spiritual truth." That's right. The book Adventist Home.
Right.
You know, and so in nature, one does at times come to the realization that, you know, this is where I can meet my God. That is why Christ would also retreat to natural settings,
right?
Whether it be a mountain or a wilderness,
right?
Whenever he wanted a spiritual encounter with God.
Mm. So all of this now, I'm sewing it together with the last part of the question, which says, apart from religion, all these men that I've cited in the Bible, did it apart from religion? There was no religion during the time of Jonah and his natural experience with the ocean and the whale. There was no religion during the time of Elijah when he retreated to the cave. He was not a part of religion when he left Judaism and began his ministry. I'm referring to Paul now. Yeshua ben Joseph himself, he left Judaism and at many points contradicted Judaism and therefore was not part of formal religion. Isn't that more possible today in our essence? Therefore, if we acknowledge that these experiences that they had in biblical times can still happen today,
Is it not possible, therefore, to do it today apart from organized and formal religion?
My answer is going to seem strange. My answer would be yes to a degree.
Okay.
Yes to a degree. The reason why I say yes to a degree, all of these that we mentioned had a religious background.
Right.
Yeah. So when they viewed nature, they also knew or had heard something that there has to be a God.
But there my issue then, Funis, was that there was no organized religion influencing them. Yeah. Elijah didn't have any organized religion influencing him. He had his personal experiences with God, same as Jonah. Jesus and Paul both disavowed Judaism after their experiences with nature. And so I'm asking, when somebody disavows organized religion or is not influenced or associated with organized religion, can we still recognize that person as having had an encounter with God outside and apart from religious settings?
Okay. Now that you've verified also your question, as can we see those people as having had an encounter with God? I would say yes.
Okay.
Without an argument. You know, God can use different entities,
right,
for us, and I do not believe that we can conform the speaking of God to one entity,
right.
I'll give you an example, even though it might not totally relate to this.
Mm.
My conversion experience happened when a drunk person ask me a question about God.
Yeah.
That's when I decided I need to learn about God. The reason why I'm using this example,
right,
is that God can use anything,
right,
to use a person. So I do believe that one can go to nature, like perhaps a C.S. Lewis, who just looked at his newly born child and said, "I was atheist, but after seeing this, God exists."
Right.
You know, so I believe even today, God still does that
right
to certain people.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. Looking forward to our interaction for the rest of the week. Have a wonderful day further. See you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
All right. That is Pastor Sinetemba Bonagela, our pastor for the week.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.